This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And, well, it's, you know what time it is? Do you know? Yeah. Yeah. 1911 University. Which I need to ask a question about the name of the class, just because I'm a little unsure. And 1911 University is always convened and taught by Professor Joe Chambers. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
When we're talking about 1911 University, are we using 1911 as sort of a generic term for the kind of stuff you build, or just for the platform, the basic platform that everything derives from?
Yes, the basic platform. That's okay. Correct. And we don't actually teach how to build 2011s or 2012s or 2019s in the shop.
Right.
During the university class, because there are some pretty big differences.
I was sort of wondering about that. I was waiting to get my daily toilet paper allotment at the local Walmart, and somebody noticed my gun, and they said, "That's a nice night." My Chambers gun. They said, "That's a nice 1911," and I started beating them with a little change purse that Gene Higdon made for me. It's full of change. Because I told them, this is a 2019, okay? So now I don't have to be so formal about that, right?
Right, no.
Okay. So I know that Joe at the prom, Joe would have been nobody's wallflower. I know that you got something you want to talk about to open up before we start getting into 1911, 2011, 2019-esque type stuff. You want to talk about the little carpool, the little convoy that happened in Michigan the other day. So,
yeah. So this is all I want to say. Really, to all of you out there listening in Michigan, I want to say particularly to all of you who went to the Capitol and have been protesting your governor's tyrannical laws that are anti-constitutional. I want to say kudos, congratulations for taking a huge step towards freedom in your state. I totally back that kind of nonviolent First Amendment right granted behavior, and I am rooting for you and cheering you on as you call for the resignation of your governor, who has violated all of your constitutional rights with her edicts. Keep up the good work and stay strong.
You know, the problem with the leftists, though, is they're never wrong. They're never wrong. She's not going. I mean, look what happened while we were at SHOT Show. They had that big thing in Richmond, which was one of the most successful gun rights protests I've ever seen in my life. Everybody was very well behaved. They were armed, like there was a few miniature SWAT teams out there on the sidewalk, because you can carry out in the open all you want to in Virginia,
Unless they make it a gun-free zone around the Capitol through direct fiat order by the legislature, also unconstitutional, by the way.
Yes, it is. But after all that protesting and everything else, they did take the, quote, assault weapon ban off of the table. But they also, they did pretty much everything else they were going to do. They said that they were going to do.
Well, yeah, the governor's a commie. He's a tyrant, he just flat out is. The governor of Virginia is a tyrant. And, a friend of mine who I won't mention his name because he's a big, big name guy in the industry and some other things, but I saw a post he made today, and he's absolutely 110% correct on this. The laws that the Virginia governor enacted last week, the six laws that he passed about one gun a month, background checks for everything, blah, 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 red flag laws, those laws will be harder to overturn down the road than it would have been if he had just said assault weapons ban, the end. Because it's the little nitpicky things that erode our freedoms that are more destructive long term than the big deals. You look at the AWB of 94, yeah, that's sunsetted. People looked at it 10 years later in 2004, the Congress, the President, everybody looked at it and went, this wasn't effective. We know it wasn't effective. The studies say it wasn't effective. Therefore, no more AWB. But if they would have just said no high cap mags in 1994, we would have never had Magpul. We would have never had all these, you know, all these great companies that make cool stuff for us, because a mag ban would have stayed in place forever, guaranteed. But because it was tied with the AWB, out the door it went. Freedom for everybody.
You know, during that ban, the development on that platform pretty much just stopped.
Absolutely.
In 2004, yeah. when they went to the first Persian Gulf, not the first Persian Gulf, when they went in 2004, when they came out of that, they were still carrying the same M16A2s with the round handguard and the three-shot right. burst on it that I had when I got out of the Army in 1990. So, and to a degree, I would have to say that probably affected the security of the troops carrying it, because everybody else's weapons evolved.
Right. Well, and there, you know, there are companies out there like Knights Armament that was supplying rails and stuff like that for the GWAT early on, 2001, 2002, 2003. But as far as broad scale, you know, there were no Magpul magazines in 2001 in Afghanistan. That just didn't exist, to my knowledge. You know, it was all aluminum Colt mags or bust. People today, especially the younger generation in their 20s or early 30s, they don't realize, they don't fully understand, many of them, what it was like during the AWB years compared to what it is today. They just see an industry where there's, you know, 50 or 60 companies making AR-15s. Some of them obviously better than others. There's no debating that. You get what you pay for. But back then, there was like three, maybe four, and only one of them was decent quality.
Right.
And so, yeah, when that ban ended, it opened the floodgates. And that's why it pains me to see the governor of Virginia just do things that are absolutely unconstitutional. And, you know, it also pains me that they had 20 to 100,000 people there in January to protest this, yet right now he's still sitting in the governor's mansion.
Well, this next election that's coming up for everybody, I would think, this should be one of those eye-opening moments, because especially with all these leftists that have been trying to buy guns, you know, most of these new gun buyers haven't been, you know, closeted conservatives that said, hey, you know, I haven't gotten that gun I planned on getting.
But it won't matter. The damage is done. The laws are written. Now you have to go through the court process, which means somebody's going to jail for breaking the law in order to go through the court process and defeat it. And the liberals, I honest to goodness believe, the liberals will not vote for a Republican, even if it's about their gun rights, because they're liberals.
I don't know.
They
some
don't
of
think
them
that way.
You know, they've been told that, you know, we need to close the internet gun sale loophole. They thought they could go and order it from Amazon and it'd be delivered to their house, and they found out all kinds of new stuff in the last four weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's true, but look at California.
Well, before we look at California, let's talk about, we're going into the break, let's talk about Chambers Custom. How do they find you on social media? I know your social media is starting to pick up.
Yeah, it's been great. You can find me at Chambers Custom on Instagram or Facebook. You can find us, obviously, at ChambersCustom.com, where there's all the information you need to know about our lineup of fat WMGs, regular WMGs, parts, and the custom guns that I personally build. And you can email us. There's email information at ChambersCustom.com.
We'll be right back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. like a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load.
Too many times people have tried to look inside of me.
And this is 1911 University. And, of course, there's only one teacher for that one, and that is Joe Chambers. And we've been discussing various bad political things that are going on. But I want to talk about 1911, since I can use that generic term and not beat anybody about the head with my change purse.
Boom.
So you posted a picture And was this a Chambers gun of this? There's a picture on Instagram of a Chambers gun that looks like it was probably dropped in a creek 30 years ago. And
yep, that's a WMG wad gun that Eric built a couple of years ago for a fairly local client.
Right.
And he wanted me to put a short trigger in it because he has smallish hands and he likes to use a trigger shoe. So he brought it over to me the other day, and we took it apart, and I was like, oh my. He hasn't ever cleaned this gun. And I asked him when I dropped it off, I said, how many rounds you got through that gun? He says, 7,000. I'm like, oh my. Did you ever take the slide off and clean it? He goes, nah, you just put the oil on it and it keeps running.
So all of that, is that all, when you say it's a wad gun, are you saying wad cutter?
Yeah, he shoots in bullseye competition, so he shoots wad cutter loads. But that, what you're seeing in that picture, which I'm looking at right now, is that's powder fouling in oil. That's what that is.
So, do you have to get like some solvent and put it in a high pressure hose and blast it, or what do you have to do to clean something like that?
Well, we start off by taking the whole gun apart and wiping as much crud out of it as we can with paper towels and pipe cleaners and all that jazz. Mostly, we do it that way so we don't completely contaminate our cleaning tank. And then we put it in the solvent tank and brush everything down and clean it all up and put it back together and re-lube it, and off it goes. And I caught some slack, you know, when that picture went up. Of course, our marketing team handles that, and I sent that picture to them and said, hey, I want this picture put up today, because there's two things that people on the Internet love, cats and dirty guns. And so, you know, he put it up, and people went crazy over it, and there were some people that are like, you should be ashamed of yourself. And I'm like, ashamed? I just built a, you know, I didn't build it. My guy, who was an apprentice at the time, built a gun that went 7,000 rounds with zero malfunctions and zero cleaning. I'm proud as hell.
I'm surprised you don't want to build him another one and just keep that one. I need to put this on display. Just leave it in its pristine state.
Because we see that from time to time. You know, I mean, People just do it. That's what they do. They like to shoot.
Now, let's talk about cleaning, okay? Because, you know, I'm ex-military. And in the military, when we took them out, whether we shot them or not, whether we qualified with them or not, no matter what we did, if we took them out and we were in the field, when we came back, we had to clean those weapons. And, I mean, they had to be cleaned as pristine as they could be. Even my M16s that had the Mattel handguards on them. They had to be clean. So nowadays, you know, when I've cleaned the compact WMG fat pistol once after I shot it, and I'm getting ready to shoot it a lot all the time. And how much do I need to really be concerned about cleaning it? And what about these people that tell me, you know, every time you take the gun apart, you're messing with the fitting?
Oh, I don't believe that. I mean, you're firing the gun at tens of thousands of PSI every time you pull the trigger. So if anything, you're going to mess with the fitment that way, right? But,
right.
You know, letting your gun get super dirty like that does more damage to it than help. Because if you trace it back, you start at what is the hardest thing that most people understand and know about, known to man, that's a diamond. Diamonds are made of carbon. Gunpowder, when it catches on fire, turns into carbon. And so now you have a gun full of carbon, which is what makes diamonds, and you're running it back and forth at a rapid speed. And that's why gun parts wear out. If you take that same gun and you clean it every 2,000 rounds and wipe all the crap out of it, and relube it, then you don't have that issue.
Right.
Becomes a non sequitur. So, you know, I mean, every couple of thousand rounds, take the gun apart, wipe the sliding frame out. You know, your gun's easy because it doesn't have a bushing. The barrel comes right out the front. But pull the barrel out, you know, wipe it off. You don't need to clean the inside of the barrel. A bullet does that every time you shoot it. And, you know, if you're shooting a lot of lead bullets, you need to clean the barrel out occasionally. But take the slide off the frame, wipe it all out, you know, wash it with some solvent, clean it, not brake cleaner. Brake cleaner is very bad because it destroys the bluing. But mineral spirits is good, CLP is good, Ed's Red is good, whatever you like, you know, the Dunkit kit, whatever kind of solvent you like. And not brake cleaner either. Brake cleaner is very bad. Not carb cleaner, very bad. But, you know, clean the gun good, oil it, put it back together, carry on as normal.
You better watch out. Those guys at Brake, they don't take kindly to being talked about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. Now, if you have a bushing gun, as a general rule I tell my clients, though, if you have a bushing gun, you know, and you're taking the gun apart every couple thousand rounds to clean it, you don't have to take the bushing and the barrel out every time. Right, just slide the barrel forward, clean the breech face off real good, take the extractor out, clean it, because a lot of carbon fouling builds up in the extractor tunnel. But clean that stuff up really good, and you'd be fine.
And how is the 38 Super that was your pet that Eric built for you? How's that running for you?
Oh, the one Brandon built for Christmas?
Brandon, I'm sorry.
It runs good. I like it a lot. Works very well. I don't get to shoot it as much as I want to or probably should, but it works really good, and I enjoy it. It's a nice everyday carry gun. I'm looking forward to getting my lightweight 38 Super Officer's model wrapped up now that I have somebody to coat the frame.
Yeah,
I like it.
Well, we're gonna head into the next break. To find stuff that Joe does, go to chamberscustom.com. There you can find the various guns that are available. He makes them in limited models because he does have to sleep from time to time. So getting on the list is very important. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering the passage of a small business relief package in the Senate. The president says he looks forward to taking up the measure soon.
I urge the House to pass the bill, and they're going to be voting on it, I imagine, very, very soon.
President Trump says his administration worked closely with lawmakers to get the nearly $500 billion package through the Senate. The president explains what's exactly in the bill.
That includes $382 billion in crucial small business support to keep workers on the payroll, $75 billion to aid hospitals, which really need the aid.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow is promising action when it comes to China and the coronavirus. Speaking on Fox News, Kudlow says there will be an investigation over a period of time, and he also says that China will be held accountable. and you're listening to USA Radio News. The White House and Congress have reached a deal on a funding package that will replenish a loan program meant to aid small businesses impacted by the coronavirus. The deal comes as Democrats let the Paycheck Protection Program run out of money late last week, leaving millions of small business owners in the lurch. The deal could head to President Trump's desk as early as Thursday. President Trump says he will sign an executive order banning all immigration during the coronavirus pandemic. The news comes as 22 million Americans have filed for unemployment in the last month due to the country's economy largely grinding to a halt because of the virus. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien on the move.
Look, no one likes it. The president didn't want to put travel restrictions in place. He didn't want to put immigration restrictions in place. But we have to because of this terrible virus that's been unleashed from foreign shores and was not the responsibility of the United States.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking 1911 University. And for me, I'm about to make a turn. Now, I remember when I got the Night Fighter, which was the first and only the other. I've only actually handled two Chambers pistols, but I remember when I got it. It fired so flat, so fast, I got so happy with it, I was basically just shooting it as fast and as hard as I could. And if I'm shooting steel at 10, 15 yards, I'm hitting the steel, bing, 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 it looks, of course, it still wasn't good. And Joe makes guns that shoot where you're looking, which is not typical. And I want to know, from the man, from Mr. Chambers, from the professor. For example, now I know, I don't know that much about either Chuck Pressburg or Jared Reston. When they're teaching in a class, like with Chuck, the Night Fighter was his pro series pistol. It was the one that he worked with you, collabed with you. When he's pulling that out and sticking it out there, and he's got this hyper accurate pistol, how is he running this now as a tactical wonder kind that he is?
You know, I was fortunate enough to take a class with Chuck in October in Iowa. So I got hands-on experience with him, you know, teaching. And he runs it very fast. I mean, Chuck's Captain America. He's Captain America in the flesh, right? And he runs a gun very fast, but not so fast as to sacrifice shot placement, because shot placement is everything, and that's why his class is called No Fail, because there's no room to fail if you're in a self-defense situation. You got to make that shot or don't.
Right.
Either you can make that shot or don't take the shot. And all of these guys that I've had the opportunity to train with or to shoot around or to watch shoot, they all hold the gun very similarly. They all hold a high grip, you know, thumbs up high on the gun. front, the support hand grip is very high underneath the trigger guard, wrapping underneath and controlling the recoil with the support hand, which aids greatly with being able to control the gun. And it doesn't matter if they've got giant hands or regular man-sized hands, you know, like Fisher and Jared Rustin both have giant hands in comparison to a regular man.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, though. They all hold the gun the same. And, you know, I have just regular man-sized hands, maybe a little thicker than some because of my work.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're more muscular than some because of my work. But they're, right, size-wise, they're just normal-sized hands. And, you know, Fisher, when he took me aside, he's like, look, let me show you this, blah, 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 do this, do that, and I shot. And he's like, no, I said do this, do that, and I shot. And he's like, here, let me move your hands myself. And he moved my hands the way they needed to be, and I shot. And I could tell an immediate difference. The caveat to that is it took me a while to get used to drawing the gun, getting my hands in that position naturally to be able to shoot. But once I got it down, it became second nature, and it made me a better, faster, more accurate shooter than I was before, and I was pretty accurate before. What it really did was it helped accentuate the recoil characteristics of the guns I build to make me be able to shoot faster with that same accuracy. And it's a huge step forward for me personally in my desire to continue to learn how to be a better gun handler. And I advocate to all of my clientele, if you get a gun from us and you have an opportunity to take a class from Chuck, Jared, Steve, and there's a number of other guys out there, Mike Pannone and Dan Brokos, take a class, get some training. Because it's something that you can go back to over and over and over again and continue to learn. Once you've taken the class, then you have that knowledge that you picked up and you can continue to apply it.
Which came first, you building these guns to where these guys can get a hold of them, they turn into this hyper-accurate instrument? Did you know it was going to be that way when you built them, and did they show you, were you sort of shocked how much they can get out of the guns you build?
No, I wasn't really shocked because I was already building guns, bullseye guns, for the top people in the industry as far as bullseye is concerned. And those guns have to run, and they have to be accurate. They have to be both. You can't have an accurate bullseye gun that doesn't run, because then a guy loses a match and he's mad. Conversely, you can't have a gun that runs that won't hold the X-ring, because a guy loses a match and then he's mad. So you got to have both. It's kind of the Formula One race car theory of the gun world. They have to be able to perform on both levels. So when you take a gun like that and you put it in the hands of somebody who's truly competent, somebody that, you know, has spent their better part of their life learning to be a gun handler, or a gunfighter, for lack of better terms, or maybe that is the best term, it doesn't surprise me at how the guns perform. What surprises me, or did, doesn't anymore, but what surprised me initially was the reaction that I got from these guys, because they were like, holy smokes, this can happen, because these guys didn't come from the bullseye world, right?
Right.
They didn't expect the gun to run and be accurate. They expected it to run or be accurate. And I proved to the...
How many of them had made the switch to Glock? Because they just thought the 1911 just couldn't go to that level.
Well, I think people shoot Glocks because they're affordable. You know, it's an easy platform to learn. There's no thumb safety. You grip the gun, pull the trigger. And, you know, people don't expect exceptional accuracy out of Glocks. They don't expect the gun to shoot 1 inch at 50 yards because the gun's not built for that. But they do expect it to run, right, because Glock perfection.
Right.
So, you know, when they get a gun that not only runs like they expect it to, which is flawlessly, and they can take whatever shot they want at pretty much whatever distance they want and make it happen, then they're truly impressed. They're truly enamored with the idea. And case in point, we had a client recently that took his night fighter to a PAL to 4 class. And Kyle posted about it on Instagram, which really shocked me. The guy won, you know, won the shoot-off. He said, we got back to 200 yards, and we just quit because I hadn't missed yet, and we were just going to end up at the road. Okay. That's awesome. You know, I love hearing that.
Yeah.
It's really great to see these guys who, you know, they believed in what I could do, and they were genuinely surprised that it happened. You know, they're pleased with the results, and that makes me happy. That makes me smile.
I would imagine so. I would imagine so. I of course have other questions of you, but we're coming up on the break. I'll hold the questions. I'm going to hold the questions for people out there that want to look at this stuff. And I mean, like I have one of the, I don't have the first fat working man's gun, pretty hot and tempting working man's gun compact. I have the second one. There's only going to be 25 made, and they're all already spoken for, right?
For this year, yeah.
For this year.
Yeah, for this year they're spoken for, and later on in the year we'll start filling in the list for 2021.
So if this is something you're interested in, go to chamberscustom.com. First chance you get, pay attention, monitor it, because this is a ride worth your time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This has been 1911 University, and I myself am about to sort of try to do some homeschooling, if I may. And one of the things that I have noticed with all of the shooters that are the pro shooters for Chambers Custom is that they all... Did they evolve first before they got your gun? Did they start saying we need to be a little more pinpoint accurate before they got your gun? Or how did that work out, or do you even know?
Well, you know, guys like Chuck and Steve have been shooting for decades.
Right.
And you know, they were already exceptional shooters. Exceptional. I mean, Chuck's a buttonhole shooter on a bad day. And for those that don't know what a buttonhole shooter is, that means that he can shoot the buttons on your, he can shoot the holes on your buttons at pretty much any distance he wants to with a pistol. I mean, he's just phenomenal. And Steve, you know, he's a gun handling maniac. He's an extreme shooter.
I mean, right.
These guys are, they're in a league of their own. Which comes from, again, decades of dedication to the art of the gun. So, you know, when I have the honor of building them a gun, all I'm really doing is giving them something to further enhance their abilities. You know, I'm putting something in their hands that will continue to highlight how good they really are, because they're exceptional and they deserve exceptional tools. And, you know, I can honestly say I've never seen anybody outshoot a gun that I've built. I've seen some guys that shoot really, really well. Like, I have a client in Ohio. His name's Alan, and he's a bullseye shooter. And I've seen Alan, you know, he sent me targets that at 50 yards he shot 100s with a gun one-handed, bullseye style, that I've built him with a couple of different guns that I've built him. But there's decades and decades of training and time and passion involved in that ability. And so all they're getting now is a tool that's capable of doing what they're capable of doing and more. And so it's fun to watch, because you take an exceptional shooter and you give them an exceptional gun, and it's almost like magic happens. You know, I watched Chuck shoot a 106X from the draw in like 3.9 seconds. That's just silly. I mean, guys try their whole lives to shoot like that and can't do it. But that's an example of somebody who has exceptional abilities, whether it's talent or whether it's raw talent or learned abilities. That's an example of somebody who has the skill set to wring out all the performance they can out of the platform. And they do the same thing with rifles. I mean, I've seen guys like Chuck and Jared and Steve shoot rifles, and it's like, wow, that's really phenomenal what you can do. So, you know, it's, for me, it's just an honor to be able to put one of my creations in their hands and see how well they can do with it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm wondering, in the military, which is where my 1911 shooting began, when we had to qualify, we were shooting pop-up targets. So we could shoot one at the bottom, it would go down. Shoot one on the very tip of the top, it'd go down. Shoot one on the tip of the shoulder, it'd go down. And then we'd all sit back and we'd all sit back and go, we're expert once again. And we'd be very happy with that. And then I came out of the military, and the first thing I did as a civilian was I joined a gun club, and I went to a couple of bowling pin shooting things, and I was shooting a Springfield Armory 1911. I did okay on that, but I noticed that I was faster than everybody, and I still lost because I wasn't taking the bowling pins down.
Right, because, correct me if I'm wrong, the old bowling pin shoots, you had to knock them off the table.
Yeah. You had to pop them center enough to knock them backwards. You could spin them quite easily, but they had to come off the table. But
and there were actually bullet designs like Joe Cirillo or Jim Cirillo and Bill Allard and those guys back in the day. They designed bullets just for bowling pin shoots.
Right.
That would grab the bullet would grab the bowling pin and throw it off the table. So, because they didn't want to shoot ball ammo because it would just glance off and make the bowling pin stay there.
That happened a lot. That happened a lot to me. Since then, you know, since I've been in the capacity that I'm in now, I know that at the very best, I may be a very quick novice. I don't consider myself to be a expert shooter or a proficient shooter. I have a very quick, nimble trigger finger that I can convulse quick enough to pull that trigger really, really, really fast. But now I want to go back, and there used to be this thing back in the 70s, late 60s, 70s, when Bruce Lee was teaching people, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was one of his students, Steve McQueen, and all this other stuff. A lot of people didn't understand him because when they went to him as brand new, it was very hard for them to appreciate what he was giving them, the mishmash that became his system, which was called Jeet Kune Do. And but for a martial artist that had been in the martial arts before and would come to him and find out all the freedom that Jeet Kune Do gave them and at the same time the proficiency you could get out of it, they really appreciated it. And I'm looking at Steve and Chuck and Jared as people that have been there and have been really, really, really proficient, but now they've sort of changed their technique enough to now where they're proficient, fast, and highly accurate, which, you know, that's where I want to go.
Yeah, and, you know, the only way to get highly accurate is to practice slow. You have to practice slowly and methodically, and that's why the B8 movement, the B8 target, has become the new movement in the tactical shooting world the past few years, is it gives you a quantifiable way to evaluate how accurate am I. Can I keep them all in the black? That's a good starting point. And how fast can I keep them all in the black?
I'm going to start the same way he taught us in Reeseville, 5 yards, 10, 15, 20, 25. And if I'm hitting it at 25, if I'm putting everything in the black, then I'm going to come back and get a little, you know, 10 yards and see how fast I can put them in the black, building up, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Building that speed up.
And build your confidence.
Yeah.
You know, build your confidence up. And every instructor has their own way of doing things. You know, for Chuck, it's keep them, shoot as fast as you can to keep them in the black and not drop more than two out of the black. That's successful. And if you get to where you can draw and you can shoot 10 shots in under 10 seconds and keep eight in the black, that's your limit, right? If you if you draw and you shoot all 10 shots in under, you know, let's say you're right under 10 seconds and they're all in the 10 ring, you weren't going fast enough.
Right.
You weren't pushing the envelope fast enough. And because he wants you to push that envelope to where you can drop two shots max, and then you know I'm at my limit. That's
right.
As fast as I need to train at right now. And, you know, you get faster over time. The more you train, the faster you get. But it gives you, like I said, it gives you a way to quantitatively evaluate how you're doing. I love shooting steel bill. We have like 25 steel targets on the range here at the shop, and we shoot steel all day long, and I love it. But even on our steel targets, we have some 6-inch rounds at 25 yards. We have headshots only at 25 yards, so that we have a little bit of quantitative analysis on how good are you.
Yeah. So I could do that, couldn't I? I could get smaller steel targets.
Yeah.
I will work on that.
For everybody.
Yeah. But I'm about to... We're about to run out of time.
The target doesn't lie. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing that That's the thing Mr. Fisher taught me. But anyway, the journey is going to be taken with the Chambers Custom Fat WMGC. So thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, sir. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. And we'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.